CQ, 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 calling all radio amateurs and listeners. This is GB2RS, the news broadcasting service of the Radio Society of Great Britain. This broadcast comes to you from amateur radio station G4TRN, located in Bristol, and transmitting on 145.525 MHz. Thank you for joining us. It's Sunday, the 22nd of June, 2025, and here is the GB2RS news broadcast, prepared by the RSGB and intended for all radio amateurs and listeners. This bulletin is also available on the RSGB website at rsgb.org, where you'll find links to groups and organisations that may be mentioned in this broadcast. The news headlines. Introducing the RSGB's team of young radio amateurs for YOTA, YOTA, Paris. The RSGB celebrates International Women in Engineering Day. The RSGB Exams Standards Committee publishes its annual report. The RSGB has announced a team of young members who will be representing the Society at this summer's Youngsters on the Air Camp. The event, hosted by the French National Amateur Radio Society and the IARU, will take place at the historic old Château de Joinville near Paris between the 18th and 25th of August. The team is made up of team leader, Leon, 20VUF, and team members, Sophie, M7IJG, and Emily, M7HPU. You can read more about the camp and the team on the RSGB website at rsgb.org/YOTA-camp. The RSGB knows that amateur radio is a great foundation for careers in science, technology, engineering and mathematics, or STEM as it is often known. That is why for International Women in Engineering Day, tomorrow, Monday, the 23rd of June, the Society is sharing stories of female radio amateurs involved with STEM. From a young radio amateur who was inspired by an ARIS contact through to a professional transmitting engineer at Wooferton Transmitting Station, each of them has a love for amateur radio and STEM activities and the career opportunities they present. Read more about them on the RSGB website at rsgb.org/IndiaNovemberWhiskeyEchoDelta. The Society will also be sharing the profiles on its X and Facebook pages throughout the day tomorrow, 23rd. Get involved by liking and sharing these motivational stories. The RSGB Examination Standards Committee, or ESC, has published its annual report relating to activities in 2024. The report shows that overall candidate numbers have increased to above pre-pandemic levels and are well above the extrapolation of the declining trend over the decade before the pandemic. The ESC believes that this is probably due to the availability of remote invigilation online examinations taken at home and the increase in provision of distance learning courses, making the hobby much more accessible than in the past. You can read a full report on the RSGB website by going to rsgb.org/echo-sierra-charlie and choosing the Minutes, Papers and Reports option in the right-hand menu. Whether you are just starting to learn Morse code or are already an experienced operator, the GB2RS Morse Practice web page is just what you need to brush up your skill. Created by GB2RS newsreader Graham, G4JBD, you can select different sections of the latest RSGB news, which are then played in Morse code at the pitch and speed of your choosing. What makes this resource unique is that you can also add in different degrees of man-made noise and natural band noise, which gives you a very realistic experience of copying Morse code under poor propagation or contest conditions. Graham has recently updated the page with more options. One of these is the Farnsworth timing, which can play the individual characters at a selectable speed, whilst allowing separate adjustment of the gap between the characters. The new version works well on smartphones and displays the text with a real-time pointer as the Morse is sent. The GB2RS Morse practice page can be found at tinyurl.com/GB2RS Morse, without a break. Bath-based Distance Learning's next full license course runs from August to December, with exams in January. There is no charge for the training, but applicants must work through some pre-course material and complete a quiz to be eligible for a place. To request full details and an application form, email Bath-based Distance Learning's team leader, Steve, G0FUW, via Golf Zero Foxtrot Uniform Whiskey at bravo.delta.lima.org.uk. The next in the popular 145 Alive series will take place on Sunday, the 20th of July. The event will run from 12 p.m. to 3 p.m. There will be nets on the 2-metre band operating in most Maidenhead squares across England, Scotland, Wales and Ireland. To take part on the day, all you need do is call into a local net and make contact with others. The organisers are looking for more net controllers. If you're interested, email 145aliveuk@gmail.com. You can find more information, including details of the nets, the operators, their locations and operating frequencies, on the 145 Alive Events Facebook page. Today is the last chance to take part in Gateways on the Air 2025. Whether you're a seasoned operator or just love the thrill of the chase, Gateways on the Air is your invitation to step outside, power up your gear, and connect via simplex gateways for a park bench, hillside, or anywhere that captures your sense of adventure. To find out more, visit golfoscartangoalpha.org.uk. Don't forget to listen out for all the amateur stations that will be on the air during Museums on the Air today. Remember that the fun doesn't stop today, as the event continues on Saturday the 28th and Sunday the 29th of June. For more information, visit tinyurl.com/IndiaMikeOscarTangoAlpha2025. Now, details of rallies and events. These are all a very long way away, so I'll just say what's on and leave it at that. The Cornish Amateur Radio Club Rally will take place on Sunday the 29th of June at Penair School, St Clement, Truro, Tango Romeo 1, 1 Tango November. Doors open at 10:30 a.m. Saffron Walden Radio Hammond CB Club Rally will take place on the 4th to the 6th of July. The venue will be Lovecoats Farm, Chickney Road, Henham Village, Bishop's Stortford, Charlie Mike 22, 6 Bravo Hotel. You can camp on the field from Friday to Sunday and have a table at a cost of £15. If you're camping, you can arrive from 6 p.m. on Friday. To book a camping pitch or range tables, email g8swr1.5@gmail.com. Barford Norfolk Radio Rally will take place on the 6th of July at Barford Village Hall and Green, Barford, Norwich, November Romeo 9, 4 Alpha Bravo. Doors open at 9 a.m. for visitors. Now the special event news. Special event station 9 Alpha 2025 Hotel Whiskey Charlie is active until the 30th of June to celebrate the 29th World Men's Handball Championship. The station was spotted recently on the 1840-metre band using SSV, QSL via Logbook of the World. QSOs are also uploaded to QRZ.com, Logbook and Clublog. As part of International Museums on the Air Weekend 2025, the Grampian Hilltoppers Contest Group is operating special event station Golf Bravo 2 Kilo Delta Romeo from the Keith and Dufftown Heritage Railway in Moray, Scotland. The station is active on the HF bands using SSB and digital modes, as well as via the amateur satellites when conditions permit. QSL via OQRS. For more information, visit the Golf Bravo 2 Kilo Delta Romeo page at QRZ.com. Now the DX news. Nobby G0VJG is active as Foxtrot Oscar / Golf Zero Victor Juliet Golf from Bora Bora. That's OC067 in French Polynesia until Thursday the 26th of June. He's operating using CW, FD8 and SSV on the 80 to 6 meter bands, QSL via M0OXO's OQRS and Logbook of the World. And Bob ZL1RS is active as Yankee Juliet Zero Romeo Sierra from the island of Efate, OC035, until Saturday the 28th of June. Bob is mainly operating on the 6-meter band using FT8. There may also be some activity on 10 meters when the 6-meter band is closed. QSL via Logbook of the World, Club Log, or Bob's home call. More information is available on the YJ0RS page at QRZ.com. Now the contest news. The All-Asian DX contest started at 0 hours UTC on Saturday the 21st and ends at 23:59 UTC today. Using CW on the 160 to 10 meter bands where contests are permitted, the agenda is signal report and your age. The RSGB 50 MHz Trophy Contest started at 1400 UTC on Saturday and ends at 1400 UTC today. Using all modes on the 6-meter band, the exchange's signal report, serial number and locator. Today, the Worked All Britain 6-meter Phone Contest runs from 0800 to 1400 UTC. Using SSB on the 6-meter band, the exchange's signal report, serial number and Worked All Britain Square. On Tuesday the 24th, the RSGB SHF UK Activity Contest runs from 18:30 to 21:30 UTC. Using all modes on the 2.3 to 10 gigs frequencies, the exchange's signal report, serial number and locator. On Wednesday the 26th, the RSGB 80-meter SSB Club Championship runs from 1900 to 2030 UTC using SSB on the 80-meter band, the exchange's signal report and serial number. On Sunday the 29th, the UK Microwave Group 5.7 and 10 gigs contest runs from 0600 to 1800 UTC using all modes on the 5.7 and 10 gigs frequencies, the exchange's signal report, serial number and locator. And also on Sunday the 29th, the RSGB 50 MHz CW contest runs from 0900 to 1200 UTC using CW on the 6-meter band, the exchange's signal report, serial number and locator. This is GB2RS from amateur radio station G4TRN located in Bristol. Now the radio propagation report compiled by G0KYA, G3YLA and G4BAO on Thursday, the 19th of June, 2025. Last week we mentioned a large coronal hole on the Sun that might cause problems. The hole is so large that it is still Earth's century, 7 days later. We had expected the hole to increase the KP index due to the solar wind emanating from it. However, as of Thursday the 19th of June, conditions remained quiet, with a KP index of 2. As geomagnetic conditions have remained calm this past week, it's been quite good for HF. 50 metres has been one of the better bands, with openings both to the east and west, depending on the time. As is the way nowadays, most of the activity has been on FT8, but it has opened up opportunities to work the Far and Middle East, as well as South America. The solar flux index has generally been in the range 130 to 150, with a peak of 161 on the 15th of June. The Sun has been active, with a near X-class solar flare being observed around sunspot region 4114. This peaked at 18.05 UTC on the 15th of June. There was also an X-class solar flare at 21.49 UTC on the 17th of June. This latter event was late in the evening, so it had little impact on the UK, other than potential paths to the west. Maximum news of frequencies, MUS, declined a little during the past week, with openings on 21 MHz becoming a little scarcer. It's useful to operate as close to the MUF as possible to minimise the effects of D-layer absorption and maximise the chances of working DX. Next week, NOAA predicts the solar flux index will be in the range 125 to 145. Unsettled geomagnetic conditions are forecast for the period from the 24th to the 27th of June, with a predicted KP index maximum of 5. If the KP index is low, then we have a good chance of 21 MHz openings to South America in the evening. As we pass the summer solstice, we may even expect 14 MHz to remain open to DX throughout the night. We can also expect sporadic E to continue to provide short skip openings on 28 MHz and even the lower HF bands, 14, 18, 21 and 24 MHz. Now the VHF and up-propagation news from G3YLA and G4BAO. After a week of high pressure, this weekend returns to something more normal, with showery rain and a series of weather fronts and showery interludes in the coming week. This will mean that rain scatter on the gigahertz bands is worth considering. Also, since we are into the summer season, the chances of some rain being heavy and thundery is a good signal for rain scatter. This sequence of low pressure weather suggests that high pressure and tropo will be less likely to make a big impact on the coming week's operating log. Any sign of high pressure will tend to be towards the south of the UK and over the continent. In very hot weather, the conditions can be good for low-level surface ducts across cooler seas. So if you're tempted, then go for coastal or maritime paths up the east coast or across Biscay, for example. Meteor scatter may benefit from the late June boatits, which peak on Friday the 27th of June, and the daytime beta taurids, which peak on the 28th of June. These are small showers, but they can be important for contributions to long-lived metallic ions, which are the building blocks of sporadic E propagation. Aurora continues to appear with occasional radio events, but there's too much daylight for anything visual. As an alternative, you might see glimpses of noctilucent clouds low down on the northern horizon. These form in the mesosphere at about 80 kilometres as ice crystals form on meteor dust and can exhibit complex wave patterns. These are both good omens for sporadic E. The summer sporadic E season is well underway now. It's advisable to check the usual cluster maps and the propquest.co.uk website for daily updates. It's also worth making use of the longer daylight and weather patterns over the polar regions for paths to the far east. The moon reaches perigee, closest point to Earth, tomorrow, so path losses are low. Moon declination also reaches a maximum positive value on the 25th of June. This will mean that there are long moon windows. 144 MHz sky noise is moderate, increasing to high by tomorrow. The new moon is on the 25th of June, so expect high noise levels through its proximity to the sun. And that's all from the propagation team this week. Next, the local news. Please note that details of all RSDB affiliated clubs and societies can be found on the RSDB website. That includes email addresses and website links where known. So we now have news for South West, well, Bristol, and my coverage into South Wales. So where do we start? Gordano Amateur Radio Club meets on the fourth Wednesday of each month from 8 p.m. at the Ship, 310 Down Road, Portishead, North Somerset, BS20 8JT. The next meeting will be held this Wednesday, that's the 25th. North Bristol Amateur Radio Club meets every Friday at Page Community Association, Page Road, Staple Hill, Bristol, BS16 4NE. Meetings start at 7 p.m. and talks start at 8 p.m. Shirehampton Radio Club on Friday, members on meeting from 8 p.m. The other information is inaccurate. South Bristol Amateur Radio Club is running an online foundation license course soon. About time. For more information, visit tinyurl.com/SierraBravo Alpha Romeo Charlie 25. Thornbury and South Gloucestershire Amateur Radio Club meets every Wednesday from 7:30 p.m. at the Chantry, Thornbury. The club is daily announced by the GB3ZB repeater at 10:30 a.m. From 8 p.m. on Wednesday, Paul M0ZMB will be giving a talk covering soldering, PL259 and N-type connectors. The Friday net is on 145.450 MHz from 8 p.m. For more details, see the club's website and Facebook pages or email the secretary via secretary@TangoSierraGolf.UK. Western Supermare Radio Society meets at 7:30 p.m. every Monday at Western Supermare Social Club, Devonshire Road. Now for Wales. On Tuesday, Barry Amateur Radio Society is meeting from 7:30 p.m. at Sully Sports and Social Club, CF64 5SP, from 7:30 p.m. Blackwood and District Amateur Radio Society, on Friday, there's a meeting at Isluin High School. Perhaps I've got it right this time. Checked it on Google. A postcode, NP120NU. Chepstow and District Amateur Radio Society meets on the first and third Tuesdays of the month from 7:30 p.m. in the Scout Hut next to the British Legion on Grahamstown Road, Sedbury, Chepstow, NP16 7AD. Cumbrian and District Amateur Radio Society has a club night every Wednesday from 7 till 9 p.m. at Hentless Village Hall, NP44 6JZ. Highfields Amateur Radio Club meets at Rubina Recreation Club, Sonnydale, Cardiff, CF14 6EA, at 7 p.m. every Tuesday. The Nestle Amateur Radio Society meets at the Swiss Valley Community Centre from 7 p.m. every Monday. The Society has a radio room with HF 6 metre, 2 metres and 70 sems equipment, as well as C4 FM and FT digital modes. Tea and coffee are available, as well as disabled access and toilet facilities. Contact is james@GolfCharlie0EchoZuluQuebec.com, or you can look at GolfCharlie0EchoZuluQuebec.com. Newport Amateur Radio Society, Thursday, sees a clubhouse evening from 7 p.m. Rhondda Amateur Radio Society meets at Ustrad Rhondda Sports Centre, CF41 7SY, on Tuesdays from 7 p.m. until 9 p.m. On Tuesday, Uskside Amateur Radio Club will hold a club night at the High Cross Community Hall in Rogerston from 7:30 p.m. That ends this week's GB2RS news broadcast, brought to you by John, G4TRN. It is compiled by the Radio Society of Great Britain, which represents amateur radio and radio amateurs within the United Kingdom and internationally. News items for GB2RS, Radcom magazine and the RSGB website should be sent to the editorial team as far in advance as possible by email to radcom@rsgb.org.uk. The deadline is 10 a.m. on Thursdays. The RSGB retains the copyright over the material transmitted. Information about amateur radio can be found at our website, rsgb.org. The full schedule of GB2RS broadcasts can be downloaded from rsgb.org/GB2RS schedule. GB2RS is not licensed for two-way communication, but calls will be welcomed after close down under the call sign Golf for Tango Romeo November. So until next Sunday, 7-3, have a good week from the GB2RS news team.